All right, hello, hello. Quiet, Altaroy. I know you're trying to trigger me.
Yeah, Altaroy will have very important news in 2 weeks or so.
It should be a pretty light fireside this week. We don't have that much stuff going on, but so I'll try to get you guys out here pretty quick. Let me go through what I got to talk about. Actually, Sintage, do you want to talk about the Sender thing? Yeah, why don't you talk about it if you're here?
Yeah, I can talk about it.
Great.
So we've already done it a little bit, but we're doing... It's not... let me start with, this is not Horde's Potsdam. We've started a pseudo-deployment kind of thing where we have Void Rays and Hurricanes already in Senda, and we're leaving them there. And basically, you just... It's completely optional. You'll see strat pings for it, but you jump clone... Not jump clone. You filament into Pochvin, come to Senda, and basically we've been trying to punch down on Horde and Fraternity ratting fleets and other things.
Yeah, so it's like an optional deployment. You guys can go there, have some fights, and it's something to do. What times are we talking about here mostly, Zintich?
It's mostly been US and CNTZ, but we have done a U fleet yesterday, so, but it's mainly US and CNTZ.
And for people who are like a little uncomfortable about how to get to Pochvin, because like, you know, the first time you do it, it seems a little more confusing than it actually is. Why don't you give the 30-second rundown of how you do it?
Yeah, so it's really easy. You just go to the market, buy a filament called a Cryvelis 5. You grab that, you put it in a shuttle, you make yourself a fleet, warp to a moon, use it. And that will filament you into Pochvin, and then you just go gate to gate to Senda.
Yeah, and at worst case, you're like six jumps away, right?
Yeah.
So it's Cryvelis is the filament, Julius. I'll type it up.
I have a whole deployment. What the fuck post? I'll just
post
that.
But yeah, it's super simple to do. It's one of those... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, so we've got Doctrine Ship seated. That way you can buy a ship, you can leave it in there. We've done some main fleets to Pochvin before, and the thing that's always a ball ache for you guys is... you know, you get to the end of the fleet and you're like, cool, now my Hurricane is in here or my Flycatcher or whatever. So you can buy those and just keep them in the station and then have a ship to use in there. And then you can just pod home at the end of the fleet.
It would help if I post the right one.
Good job.
Illum Leaker.
Good job.
That one.
There we go. Well done. All right. So that's like an optional fun deployment. I've heard some good fights been going on there, so that's good. Update, we are adding Harpies as an option. These basically are plug and play, just like Void Rays into Flycatcher fleet. So it's literally just changing the DPS ship. I know people like flying Harpies. So you can it's just literally get a Harpy. All the support ships are the exact same for the Flycatcher fleet. So you don't need anything else. Same exact thing. Harpies are still good at harping. You know, they have instant application of damage, they're good against certain stuff, and so they'll be useful in home defense scenarios, small gangs, stuff like that.
Or skirmish commander friendly.
Yes, there you go.
Darth, on the Senda stuff, it's basically just dependent on hostile activity, right? Like, we're pinging fleets to there to counter other fleets that are out, so it's not that there's nothing in EU ever, it's just there's a lot less hostile activity in EU. Doesn't mean it won't happen, though.
All right, Dread SRP update. We have 12 left. We had a little snafu where basically there were like 60 new orders. And that means that people who were trying to, I want to buy new Dread, and they got filled first. So we have a bunch of new people with new Dreads. We have 12 left for SRP. So as soon as those are out of the oven, you'll be getting your SRP. So if you haven't got yours, it should be coming out very soon. And then we'll be totally done with the Dread SRP and our upgrades. All right, and let's see, today 2100 and 2200, we have fort timers that are possibly going to be in contention, so just if you are around, watch your pings before it's around 2000 maybe, and 2100, we might potentially counterform if they do so. Will they actually show up if we form? We will show up if they form more, Darth. And then last thing I want to talk about is we're looking, it looks like a big October offensive will happen the first week of October, week one. The reason being that is like a big Chinese holiday week. So they can, they'll be at home. They can alarm clock into EU time zone. So we expect there's a potential for many, many fights the first week of October. So if you guys are looking to mark something on your calendar, first week of October, make sure you are paying attention, you're around. That's the most likely week for a lot of continuous action, potentially. We are defending, helping defend, so it's up to them. But that is, there's a much higher chance than any time else. Are we going to do a move up to bring more dreads north? We've done that several times, and we will continue to do so, yes.
Maybe next week or the week after. Next week is FanFest week, so probably not next week, but the week after that, we're doing probably doing move-ups. We wanted to make sure all the dread SRP was done before we do another move-up. Otherwise, we keep going. So that's probably in 2 weeks.
All right. So that is everything I want to talk about. Directors, if I missed anything, you guys want to pipe up before I say goodbye?
Pipe.
Okay. All right. That's the 9-minute fireside, guys. Thank you guys for showing up. I will see you next week. You guys have a lovely week.